This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. meat exporters recently had an opportunity to connect with Latin American buyers. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
Buyers from across Central and South America, as well as the Caribbean, met face-to-face with U.S. red meat exporters at the 13th Latin American Product Showcase, which is hosted by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF Chair Steve Hansen said the showcase is a great example of the U.S. red meat industry's effort to attract new customers and further develop emerging markets.
We have people that are wanting the top of the line, and we have people that are maybe wanting that mid-cut, and also the cuts that we don't necessarily use in the United States. There's a lot of demand for that, and these people are really interested in that good product. They also want that middle meat, and they want that higher end. So it's a win-win situation for the U.S. cattlemen.
Kevin Rasmussen, an Iowa pork producer who serves on the National Pork Board, echoed similar sentiments and noted the importance of having farmers connect directly with international buyers.
I can't emphasize enough how important it is to come to an event like this and promote our product, talk to the buyers that are here, and ask them what do they want to know from a producer from North Central Iowa.
Bob Gertz of the Indiana Packers Corporation said the Latin American Product Showcase offers a unique opportunity to discuss potential sales with a wide range of international buyers.
In 2 days, you have an opportunity to meet people from all the way from Chile through Puerto Rico, through Caribbean, Dominican Republic in one location. We do a lot of business into Central and Latin America and the Caribbean areas, and this draws a large customer base that we do currently business with, but also gives us an opportunity to meet face-to-face with new customer opportunities and develop our business further because we're trying to develop our further processed area.
From the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.